I come from a country where the law once decided where you could live, who you could love, and how small your dreams were allowed to be. Where segregation was not a figment of your imagination, but an actual reality. We did not imagine apartheid. It was written, signed, and defended in the name of order and the law. It took land before it took dignity. It broke families before it broke bones. And by the time it reached the prison gates, it already done its deepest dance. Many were locked away from demanding that South Africa belongs to all who live in it. For that belief, a generation paid with their youth. Some came out hardened, some came out silent, some never came at all. Apartheid did not just steal years. It trained our parents to survive instead of dream. It taught obedience and patience without reward. Anger without a language. That is the inheritance of the previous generation. Not chains on their wrists, but weight on their shoulders. We did not vote for apartheid. We did not build its laws. We did not choose its violence, yet we live with its consequences. Freedom arrived before equality, democracy arrived before dignity. And the work that should have been done with time and care was handed to us with urgency and expectation. We are not responsible for the crime forever, and we are responsible for the future. Do not inherit the bitterness as if it is wisdom. Do not mistake anger for courage. But do not believe that struggle alone makes us righteous. Many spent years in the cells learning this truth. A nation is not yet built by those who shout the loudest, but by those who stay when the building becomes difficult. It needs discipline, it needs excellence, and it needs memory. Our freedom is unfinished, as we might have been free from 1994, but we've never been really free. Let the world never say that South Africa survived apartheid, only to be defeated by opportunity.
Let the world never say that South Africa survived apartheid, only to be defeated by opportunity.